coast to coast.
Coast to coast?
Yeah.
Thought it was on in L.A. only.
You knew better.
I knew better.
Yes.
All right. My name is Stryker. I am in for Adam Carolla here on Loveline.
Who?
Yeah, who exactly? Adam calls himself a C celebrity. I'm like a Z. I'm a Z celebrity. Loveline, a couple of appearances on TV.
Be fair, he's C/D for him.
For him.
Yeah.
I'm a Z. Oh. Soon to be a D- starting Monday.
Nice.
Next Monday, as you know.
MTV, 5 o'clock.
That's all right. Yeah, MTV, 5 p.m. Dr. Drew is a board certified physician and addiction medicine specialist. Carmen Electra is right to my right. Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Congratulations on getting engaged.
Thank you.
To Dave Navarro.
Yes.
An amazing musician.
Absolutely.
I am a straight male. That guy has the best goddamn body. Seriously?
You're gay.
He no, would be I'm not. So happy to hear that.
Don't, I mean, is
he
that...
He does.
He works
really
at
does.
It, too, yeah.
He works really hard.
Were you a fan of, like, Porno for Pyros, Jane's Addiction back in the day, and did you always have a little thing for him, or did you kind of just run into him randomly in L.A.?
I mean, I've known of him, and yeah. I always thought he was extremely handsome, but I had heard through some friends that he was just a really good person and really sweet, and yeah. We were sort of set up on a blind date.
Mm. It's not really so a blind nice. Date if you already know what the person looks like, though.
But we hadn't met. We hadn't met, so it was interesting. I mean, I was really nervous.
Yeah.
But really? He was kind of shy and really sweet, and we've been together ever since.
Now, was the first date, this blind date, is this when you went fly fishing?
Yes.
He took you fly fishing to Colorado Springs.
Yes,
on
he
a
did.
First date.
Yes, yes.
It was my great. First date with girls, normally, it's like, you want to go like Johnny Rockets or something? I like $12 mm-hmm. on me. Yeah. And then, but luckily, sometimes I'll be funny on the date, and I'll get a kiss and stuff.
Really?
So did you kiss him on the first date?
No.
Oh, no?
No.
It was to Colorado and no kiss. Oh, my God. All right, so you're going to hang out for a couple hours
yes.
With us on Loveline. And you are the new spokeswoman for the UFC.
That's right.
The Ultimate Fighting Championship.
That's right.
And it's going down at the Mandalay Bay.
Mm-hmm.
Why is
September.
It? Why is it UFC 33?
I have no
because
idea.
Because it's the 33rd time that they've had the championship. I am just assuming.
You should be the spokesperson for the UFC.
I'm not as
BSing.
I am.
He's good, better BSing, but no. Let's see, that's Friday at the Mandalay. Is that going to be televised?
Yes, it is, on pay-per-view. DirecTV and In Demand.
Now, I know Adam Carolla is really into boxing in the rough and up, so he would dig this, but I have seen this stuff, and I'm not a pro boxer, but these guys can kick the living daylights out of anybody on the block.
Oh, yeah.
It is. This is the real deal when these guys fight.
This is so intense. I mean, it was so controversial that they actually banned the fight in different states.
Right.
So it sort of disappeared for a few years, and now they're bringing it back and just sort of revamping the fight. They've added some new rules,
mm-hmm.
like no eye gouging. So, it's still pretty
no
hardcore.
No pulling of the testicles.
That's, yes, yes.
I think you can do that. Can you? I believe you can. Don't bite his penis anymore, Shamrock.
Yes.
I saw that guy Shamrock fight. I don't know if he's still... He's still around fighting, but that guy was just a monster, absolute machine.
Mm-hmm.
But actually, it is September 28th at the Mandalay Bay in Vegas. If you want to watch it on TV, it's going to be on In Demand, DirecTV, and Dish Network pay-per-view, 10 p.m. on that date, and we'll talk more about that. And I think later on tonight, we're going to speak to a fighter via the telephone.
Yeah, Tito.
Tito?
Yeah, Tito Ortiz.
I bet that guy got teased so much because of Tito Jackson, and then he learned how
listen,
to pick
listen,
everyone's
I'm
ass.
Just reading about Tito Ortiz,
yeah.
where he immediately tied up in the biggest fight of the evening. Ortiz got Tanner, this is February of this year, wrapped him up, elevated him, slammed him on the floor. The impact was enough to knock Tanner out, but Ortiz made sure his opponent was finished, landed two punches in the head. Oh my God. Yeah.
These guys are psycho. I wouldn't want to mess with them, Carmen.
No. I don't blame you. I mean, it's pretty intense, but these guys are real athletes. I mean, mm-hmm. they study everything.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I have many a friend different
that's
forms
been,
of martial
been
arts.
Studying this. They, yeah. These guys are unbelievable. All right, the phone number here at Loveline, by the way, you guys, in case you don't know it, 1-800-LOVE-191. Carmen Electra is here. I am Stryker for Adam. I'm sorry if I suck too bad. And the very, very wise all over the country, Dr. Drew. Anne.
Hi.
Welcome to the radio program. You're 30 on Loveline.
Thank you. My question is for Dr. Drew. Basically, after the birth of my second child nearly 2 years ago, I have had no sex drive. I mean, and I was just wondering if it was possibly from the birth control, because it seems like ever since I went back on birth control, I have just been completely messed up. I'm nauseous. I've been taking my birth control at night so that I don't suffer from being nauseous. And like I said, I just have no sex drive. My poor husband.
All right. There often is a drop in sex drive after a pregnancy, and it usually lasts about a year, but it can go on beyond that. And it usually is not the first pregnancy, but somewhere second or third. Now, the way that's often treated is by putting someone on the birth control pill. So, now...
I've checked with my doctor, and I asked her about creams and...
Hold on. There's absolutely no doubt, though, that each pill affects each woman differently, and they definitely can affect your sex drive in both directions. It can either make it better or it can make it worse.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe you need to consider trying a different pill.
Oh my God. I've tried orthotricycline, low overall. I mean, everything that my body accepted before my second baby.
Yeah.
I could handle no problem. Now it's like everything, it just
affects you differently.
Yeah.
Well, how'd the low overall work for you?
I haven't tried that one yet.
No, she tried.
She tried that one, okay.
I have tried that one. The orthotricycline, I could not take. I was just completely ill all the time.
What happened with the low overall?
Nauseous.
Really?
I had a period constantly. The same thing with the orthotricycline.
Have you tried NyQuil yet, Ann?
Which one?
NyQuil?
Carmen, you ever had the stuff? You been on the pill? You ever had the stuff in the pill?
I'm not on the pill now, but I was, you know, years ago, and I didn't really have that problem.
You didn't have any problem?
No, sex drive was on point. Yeah,
yeah. Because it can go.
I'm really concerned because
especially after pregnancy is a real problem for them to change. But there's a new pill called Yasmin, kind of an offensive name, but Yasmin, and
who just got busted, by the way. Did you hear about that?
She's a good friend of mine.
She is.
Yeah.
And yes, her boobs are real. Adam Sandler said in the song.
They are.
Yeah. We'll get to those later.
Good times.
I mean, I don't know anything about
right.
that.
Right? No, you don't. Sure, you do. You were on Baywatch together, weren't you?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
I see you all the time on the reruns. That's a fun show to watch.
How do we jump from, like, this poor woman that has no sex drive to Baywatch?
Right. Drew, finish this up about the sex drive.
So the point being, though, you need to sit down and talk to your doctor. Whether or not it is the pill could be helpful.
Okay.
And one of the things you can do is try off the pill for a few weeks, see if that feels better. If not, try some other things. But there's this new progesterone preparation, Yasmin, some women are finding very useful, and they don't want to try that.
I've spoken to my husband about getting a vasectomy, and he's just scared to death. I mean, will that make him any less?
No.
He
won't do anything to him, but don't necessarily count on the fact that coming off the pill will be the answer here. Because it's really common for there to be a lot of changes after that second or third pregnancy, and I think that's what you're more dealing with.
Yeah, because I kept thinking, you know, by the time I'm 30, I'm going to have this, you know, outrageous sex drive that I never had before, and I'm just worse than I've ever been, and I just hate being that way.
You get it back.
I could join the convent. I'm so uninterested.
Are you not on any other medication, Ann?
I'm not on any medication other than birth control.
All right.
Good luck, Ann.
Well, thank you. I appreciate the advice.
Sure.
Bye-bye.
Is it solely a medical issue that she's going to get better, or what about talking to someone?
What she describes is, you know, the way she describes the time course of it is so often a biological thing. And women are very sensitive to their hormonal milieu.
Right.
Really. Some women, the progesterones just shut them down. Some women, the estrogen. It's very different. And it is profound how much it affects them.
Thank God I'm not going to have kids out of my tummy. Carmen Electra is here.
Yes.
What about you and Dave after you get married? You think of maybe, you know... Kitties?
Of course.
Yeah.
Wow. I love kids.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you ever babysit them these days?
Sometimes I do.
Who do you babysit?
My manager has a baby.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Very good.
Did you have a sister with kids or something?
My sister passed away sister has three kids.
Yeah.
But they live in Ohio.
Right.
They're far away.
Where in Ohio?
All my family's in Ohio.
Drew
Cincinnati.
Was just in Ohio.
I was just in Columbus.
Yeah.
Grant. It's hard, you know, just being in Los Angeles without family, just kind of being here alone. But now I have Dave.
If you ever need a shoulder when Dave's on the road, I'm here for you.
Why, thank you.
I am here, just like in that Seinfeld when Jerry and Elaine, never mind. Hey, Grant.
Jeez, until just then,
all right, once
relieved.
Again.
She was relieved that Adam wasn't here.
Right? You're 16.
Oh, no.
I'm going to pipe down, and what's your question, man?
Last year, me and my homecoming date, we went to like a serious place, and we didn't have too much fun. So this year, she suggested that we go to Chuck E. Cheese.
Yes.
How does that sound?
That sounds amazing. If it's not your first date, that's cool.
All right.
It's like a striker date.
Yeah. Drew, hold on. Let me explain. If that's a first date, I would never take someone to Chuck E. Cheese. But if it's like the third date and you're getting comfortable, definitely go there.
It's their homecoming, though. Our homecoming
or Chuck E. Cheese.
Me too.
Pizza, video games.
The one in
fun.
The valley with the singing mice.
Yeah, because the way we saw it was like pizza, video games, and then a homecoming, and then a party. I mean, it was like a perfect night.
Party in the pants, Grant.
Exactly. All right. Good times.
All right. Bye, guys.
All right. Have
bye,
fun. Grant. All right. I knew I was filling in for Adam for some reason. Jason.
Hey.
What's up, man? You're 22 on Loveline with Carmen Electra.
Right on. I developed a wart-related object, and it's painful on my penis, and I wanted to know what besides herpes or genital warts it could be.
Wart-related object.
Yep. Mm.
Is it under the skin or above it?
Above it.
Is that a good question, Drew, right there?
Well, warts looks stuck on. You know what I mean? Like somebody like pasted a little cauliflower
like a
on.
Nipple-looking thing.
No, nipples are like look like zits, right?
Relatively, yeah.
Is have this you like, tried
is
to pop
a,
it?
Is this a zit?
I did actually pop it, and it just was pussy.
Yeah, it's a zit. It's a carbuncle.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that makes me feel a lot better.
Yeah, well, they can get out of control. Be careful. You can get cellulitis, and they can get be a real mess. But
have you had sex without protection? Is that why this
yes,
thing...
Yes, but I've been with my girlfriend monogamously, and she has two for a year.
Oh, okay.
No, it's
so
a zit.
I'm thinking it's not anything as STD-related.
It's a zit.
All right, good.
Good times.
One
little,
more thing.
Little Oxy-10, yeah.
One more thing.
God bless America.
God bless America.
Hmm.
All right, thanks a lot.
Okay, see you later.
Bye.
All right, let's...
You wanna, do you want me to pick the calls like I've been doing, or you want to just do it yourself?
I like how you do it.
All right.
It's easy.
Because
last time I was here, I picked myself, but,
yeah, yeah.
And for some reason you changed last night. I don't care.
I automatically, because Adam does not read. He can't read.
Mm.
And so if I don't, like, point like a chimpanzee...
He can't read, but he's got 18 TV shows and some telephone commercial.
It says something about the business.
I live in an apartment in West LA, which is pretty cool. Drew, when we get back from the next break, we're not taking a break now. I got to tell you about a dream I had last night about you, which
we'll
is
right
very
now.
Fun. I had a dream that I was sitting, because remember during a break last night, we were talking about Hollywood Squares.
Yes.
And I said, my goal is to get into Hollywood Squares, but with you in the box with me,
yeah.
Even though you hate being in a square with someone, correct?
No, go ahead.
So anyway, I had a dream that we were just in a square together on Hollywood Squares, and someone said, I want to take Stryker and Dr. Drew for the block. And then that host said, Circle gets a square. It was the weirdest dream ever. It was like the whole break last night, that's all we talked about for
yeah,
some reason.
Yeah.
And I dreamt about it. And if that ever happens, I'm going to tell that fat guy with the beard, what's your purpose?
Purposeful.
I'm never going to get on that show now.
You got it. You got up there. I guarantee they'd put us on the top thing.
And no one would have.
Even
right
like, have you done that, Carl?
I have, yeah.
The thing like is rickety. Like the slightest little earth tremor. The thing's going
right.
Boom,
you're
it's
going
right
down.
Over.
Oh, God. Hey, Lenny.
Yeah.
What's up, man? You're 26 on Loveline with Carmen Electra.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Basically, this is about my girlfriend. I'm pretty sure that she was sexually molested when she was a child by her father.
And you base that on?
Well, first it was when we were, before we were having a real relationship, there was a letter she sent me where she kind of highlighted some of the problems that she's had in her past because with her family, or she has a real screwed up family. And then she said, actually, there's some other problems and maybe I can tell you one day. And then that just, you know, stayed there for a while. I didn't want to push it. I didn't know, you know, I've pushed people like that to try to tell things they're not ready to tell before, and they lash out against you. It can have a very negative reaction
mm-hmm.
or a negative impact on a relationship.
Okay.
Anyway, when I was visiting her, she's Indonesian. When I was in Indonesia visiting her, and our relationship became a lot closer, we, through the course of some emotional moment that I don't want to go all the way into, she then had told me that, you know, I've got all these problems in my life, blah, 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 blah. And actually, I've had problems ever since I was a little girl, and it's about my father. And then I said, well, do you want to talk about that? And then she just said no, and then it was just, you know.
All right, what do you want from us?
Exactly.
Well, I wanted to know, how do you go about, when you have something like that, what exactly do you do?
Nothing. You can't do anything.
Hey, wait, Lenny, does this girl live in Indonesia right now?
Yeah.
That's a long-distance relationship.
Relationship.
Well, no, it's soon to be a short-distance relationship. I'm going back in about a week.
Relationships are not projects. You don't get to... It's not like trying to be a mechanic for a car. You're going to tinker and fix yeah. and make better. You can't do anything. You can't do anything. And her talking about it, not necessarily going to make a damn bit of difference. She's
well,
still going to have the same...
talking about it certainly can't be good, can it?
It's not going to make it much different. The emotional circumstance is going to change no matter what you do. It's not going to change. Now, if she needs treatment, she needs treatment. That also is not your role.
Right.
Your role is to be the lover or the whatever, boyfriend, whatever it is you happen to be, and be supportive and be available and stay attuned and hang on tight because she's going to put you through a terribly chaotic ride. And if you're up for that, that's fine.
How long have you guys been going out?
We've been friends for a couple of years. We've been boyfriend and girlfriend for about a year.
Is it super important to you to get to the bottom of this so-called problem she may have had?
Well, I know still that has? When you've got something like that, it affects your entire life.
Yeah, of course.
But talking to you about it's not going to change it.
Right.
But she hasn't talked to anyone about
it. Well, she needs to get some treatment.
Right, and I was at least talking to someone is the beginning of then, okay, from here we can do something, but...
Well, no.
To avoid was the whole push her to talk about it, and then she kind of lashes out at me against it or projects some of that negativity she may have towards her father, towards me.
It's already happening. Yeah, uh-huh. That's all got to be there already.
Right.
But if a condition of her, if you staying in that relationship is she gets involved in treatment, you should leverage that.
Well, yeah, of course.
Yeah, okay. Ask her to get some treatment then.
Well, that's also the problem in Indonesia. They don't exactly have the best medical profession.
Lenny, I think, not to sound pessimistic, but I think you're going down a road that's going nowhere with her. I mean, I feel horrible if she got molested and everything, but it seems like it's disturbing you too much. And she's in Indonesia. You say, are you moving there?
Yeah.
I don't know. Go surfing in Indonesia. They got nice waves there.
Yes, I know.
You're just in for a lot of chaos. Where did you get this idea that relationships are about fixing people? Do you have a parent who's an addict or something? Or?
Oh, man. You are good.
Yeah.
He's been doing this show since day one.
I mean, there's
that's where that comes from. I mean, if you don't, in terms of what really helps these kinds of situations, is not the patient doing anything, but the person who's concerned with the patient going to something like Al-Anon, getting a sponsor, working the steps, and that gives you the sort of support and the clarity about what you need to do to get her into treatment, and that actually has the highest impact on her getting involved in treatment successfully. Okay?
I see.
So there you go. It's not about her. It's about the two of you.
Can I raise one more question?
Yeah.
Okay, because I actually wanted to talk about my dad. Mm. He was on crack.
Yeah.
About 2-3 years ago. And he's been, as far as to my knowledge, very clean. But there's been a long succession of clues that have come up recently that have led me to believe that he's relapsed.
So if he's not going to meetings every day and he doesn't have a sponsor,
you're guaranteed to relapse.
Guaranteed.
Yeah.
Well, then
mathematical.
The guarantee is there.
Mathematical. Yeah, mathematical.
So your question is, what are you supposed to do to fix him?
Same thing with him. You go to Al-Anon.
That's it.
You get a sponsor, you go to Al-Anon, okay?
Okay.
Good time, Lenny.
All right, Lenny.
Thanks a lot.
All right, have fun in Indonesia.
All right, thanks.
We got women out there. All right, 1-800-LOVE-191.
Can you imagine traveling to Indonesia in the current world climate?
No, I would never.
No way.
Look what's going on in Indonesia, too.
Mm. Yeah.
Oh,
I don't
my
get
God.
It.
This Lenny's like
a big, big step for him, and he's already having problems.
Oh, my God. You know? I had trouble going to Ohio last week.
I refuse to travel. I'm supposed to go out of the country next Friday, but I canceled.
Where are we going
to
go?
I think the Bermuda Triangle. I don't think. I know.
For what?
For something. I was supposed to go out there for something.
Oh, my God.
I'm not going to go now.
Something.
For something.
Thank you, Nasreddin. Carmen Electra is here. She is the new spokesperson, which is... That's crazy that you're the spokesperson.
Isn't that a little
cool?
I mean, crazy?
Yeah, crazy, weird,
yeah,
odd,
I thought it was,
fun.
Too. I mean, when they approached me, I thought it was a little bit odd, but... you know, like I said, they're trying to revamp the show and bring some attention to it. So we did a photo shoot, and I get to show up and go to all the fights. It's a lot of fun.
That's nice. It's the Ultimate Fighting Championship going on in Las Vegas, September 28th. If you want to buy tickets, no dice. If you know Carmen Electra, she may hook you up. She gets to sit ringside, I assume.
That's right.
Or you guys can watch it on TV through pay-per-view. Or like me, I used to have free preview until I got busted.
Mm-hmm.
That was the best
did
thing
you get
ever.
Busted?
Well, in a roundabout way, but I wasn't charged, you know, through the system or anything like that. Mm-hmm. But that thing was removed from my apartment.
Oh, really?
Oh, it was not good. But my friend
got rid of mine just in time,
you
I guess.
You did? Really?
What is this you're talking about?
It's this black box which you hook through your cable and you get all the pay-per-view Spice Channel and the Playboy Channel and something else. Oh, my God, I forgot to mention something to you, Carmen.
What?
Who is the best hairdresser / makeup person in the world? That's not
Jude
gay.
Alcala.
That's right, girl. Hello, Jude.
Oh, hi, Jude. Love Jude.
Yeah, he's listening right now. I was talking
Is
to him today,
he?
And I told him that you were going to be on, and he got
I
all
miss
excited.
I miss Jude so much.
Call him at 4 a.m. He's expecting your call.
I will. He'll be up.
Yeah,
I know Jude.
Up. He's up.
Mm-hmm. He'll be partying somewhere.
He's cutting my hair tomorrow.
Is he?
Yeah, he is.
Boy.
All right, we got to take a break. Carmen Electra is here. Yeah.
For some reason, I was just thinking about the last time the Insane Clown Posse was in here. It was the closest thing here. The pansy. Your pansy.
Whoa!
Yeah.
Oh my God! Somebody hold the phones! I can't believe that.
This is the exact kind of guys that do the Ultimate Fighting Championship.
But aren't they sweet outside the ring for the most part? The guys that
Ultimate Fighting.
I thought so.
Well, let's go out with the joke that we heard from the Insane Clown Posse.
Okay, listen to this, and then we'll come back in just a second.
Wait. The only weight I lift is my own, my big fat ass every day when I wake up. That was pretty good. My fat ass. Oh, my God. Hey, play that again. You know
what I'm saying out there? Adam and Dr. Drew will be right back on Loveline.
Hi, this is Dave Navarro. You're listening to Loveline with
Stryker
and Dr. Drew.
Excellent. I like the sound of that. All right, this is Loveline. Carmen Electra is here, and that man, Dave Navarro, is the man you're going to be marrying at some point.
Yes.
And you're pretty excited about this, I take it.
There's
a sparkle in your eye when you heard his voice. I could see it.
Yes, he's a good guy.
Nice.
Yeah.
Is he going to be going to the Vegas Ultimate Fighting Championship?
Yes, he is.
Going to sit right
absolutely
next to you? Very nice. Actually, we're going to speak to Tito, who is from Huntington Beach, and this man is part of the Ultimate Fighting Championship. Tito, you there?
Yes, I am.
What's up?
Tiger?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
Super, man.
Are you in Vegas right now?
Yep, in Mandalay Bay. Just kicking back in my room. Just got back from a little workout.
Nice.
Yeah, ready.
All right, you are 204 pounds, you're 6'2", and you just kick the living daylights out of people, yeah?
Yeah, to a certain extent, yes. I just I go in there and try to compete the best ability that I can, at least. Uh-huh.
And how'd you get involved in the whole Ultimate Fighting Championship deal?
Actually, a while back, I used to wrestle for Golden West Junior College there in Huntington Beach, California.
Right.
And
yeah.
Tank Abbott, my person who used to do Ultimate Fighting, he needed a workout partner. And I started working out with him, and then they got weight classes in it. And started putting them a little more rules, so to me it seemed a little more safer. Mm-hmm. So I thought I'd compete in it, and the first time I compete was in May of 97, and I stopped my opponent in 22 seconds.
Woo! And what sort of technique do you use when you when you're in the ring with these guys?
Well, when I first started competing, I was a wrestler at heart with a little bit of boxing background.
Since you got hit by a bus.
Yes, that was on my honeymoon with me and my wife, Kristen.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it was last year in June.
Oh.
And I bet you didn't even have a scratch.
Was that part of your training? Is that some sort of training?
The bus was probably, like, dented and crashed in, but Tito walked away fine.
It was scary. I mean, it was very, very scary for me. I almost lost my wife. We're in Bermuda, and there they drive on the opposite side of the roads there. And I came to a stop sign, and it was a two-way stop on a three-way intersection. Mm-hmm. And kind of... used to driving here in the States, you look left to right to pull out to make a right.
Right.
There, you got to look right to left. And I went to go look left, and I pulled out and looked right. And before I knew it, the bus was there, and it hit us. Bus was going 30 miles an hour. Hit me, threw me like 30 feet. Caught my wife underneath the bus and drug her for about 8 feet.
Mm. Oh, my God.
Fractured four vertebrae in her back. Completely crushed one of them. It was very, very lucky. I mean, she had no surgery.
Wow.
She's doing about 80 to 90% better now.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
But we're just lucky. I mean, I think I got a second chance on this planet in Ultimate Fighting, I guess, through my calling in life.
Well, thanks for lighting us up around here, Tito.
Yeah.
That was really, really fun right there. No, I'm sorry that happened. So what's your strategy or what's your attitude before you get in the ring? How do you got to just psych yourself up? You hit yourself in the face? I mean, this is
crazy. No, I mean, it's more of a mental deal for me. I mean, I kind of turn on a light switch.
Yeah.
Something that, I mean, once the cage is locked behind me and... it's just a different person, I believe. I mean, I think it was just a little bit of anger when I was growing up as a kid and stuff. And I just kind of turned that light switch on, and everything I worked in the gym, I just put it all inside the ring.
We're talking to Tito, who is going to be in the Ultimate Fighting Championship in Vegas. He's in the light heavyweight division. He was hit by a bus, and he's still talking to us. And right now he's in Vegas, so maybe you can see a huge guy, and that's going to be him. What is your number one technique for having someone tap out, I guess is the term, by choking them or poking them in the eye? How do you do it?
No guy gouging at all. There's no headbutting. Well, we're putting a lot of rules. It's pretty much similar to kickboxing, but we just get to use wrestling submissions and chokes, stuff like that. But some of the better ones that I do is I strike with my elbows and punches, and I take people down.
How much actual boxing technique is involved in this kind of fighting?
Well, I mean, I do about 2 to 3 hours of boxing a day, and I train about 8 hours a day.
Wow.
I just brought up Tank Abbott a few minutes ago. You used to train with Tank?
Yeah, your phone's ringing in your hotel. Yeah.
Don't worry about this little radio show.
It's your prostitute showing up.
I'm
just kidding, Tito. You're married.
Weaken your legs.
Actually,
I've heard that before.
Actually, you know what?
No sex.
I don't actually mess around at all. At least 2 to 3 weeks before.
Hey, am I reading this right? That you used to train with Tank Abbott?
Yes, this is correct. I trained with Tank Abbott.
I just brought him up about 2 minutes.
I know. As soon as I walked in, you were asking me if I knew.
Because he was on this show about 3 years ago, and he was one scary guy.
Yeah, I mean, he's a kind guy at heart, but just when he gets around people, he thinks he has to put a defense up and try to play the tough guy.
He was the bus that probably hit you.
No.
The bus
that hit me was about 50 times bigger, I guarantee you.
Hey, does
a lot harder.
Tito, does that guy Shamrock still fight?
Hello? Yeah.
All right, Tito, hold on. We're putting you
on
hold because you're too busy, for God's sake. That was Tito. We may not come back to him. He's probably, you know, they pass those things out right by Caesar's Palace.
See, the deal is here.
How many in your room in 20 minutes or less? Mm-hmm.
We make this show sound casual, but it goes to 80 stations around the country.
Yeah, exactly.
Unacceptable.
Serenity?
Yes.
Hi, you're 14 on Loveline. What's going on?
Okay, I'm going to tell you about my stepbrother. He's about 2 months younger than me.
Mm-hmm.
And, okay, so, like, we get, like, used to get spanked as, like, younger children and stuff. But now he still gets it because he doesn't wipe himself.
Unacceptable.
How old is he? 12?
14. He's 2 months younger.
2 months younger.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I just want to know, like,
how do you know he doesn't wipe his ass, Serenity? How do you know this?
Because in the basement, in the stationary tub, there's a red bucket, a little small bucket, full of his underwear.
Mm. And one of your parents beat him because of that?
Oh, his stepdad used to, like, spank him. Not, like, beat, but spank.
Serenity, that's beating.
Okay.
All right? You don't hit a 14-year-old. You don't hit the kid at all, as a matter of fact. But, I mean, it's egregious at this situation. That may be his sort of passive-aggressive attempt to sort of assert himself. This is not a good situation.
So your question is, why is your brother not wiping himself and how to get to your stepdad from hitting him?
Well, I just want to know, like, yeah, pretty much that, I guess.
How do you get the stepdad to stop? You call Child Protective Services.
Right. Do you have a number, Drew? An 800 number by any chance?
Yeah, let me give you a number.
Serenity, grab a pen. Hold on 1 sec, please, okay. Dr. Drew. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Write this
800-540-4000.
I got that.
You got that one?
Mm-hmm.
540-4000.
Don't be afraid to do it. I mean, that's your brother's already 14. I mean, this could really screw him up.
I mean, there's something really very wrong already if he can't.
I think he already is because he has, like, this attitude problem sometimes. Mm-hmm. Like, he just won't talk to you. He'll look at you and just be, like, really, really rude. My stepdad painted our front door purple and the bathroom downstairs baby blue.
Yeah.
Like, if you go in there at night, it's like something like you're going into, like, another realm or something like that because it just looks really, really weird.
Well, it just sounds like a bad situation for him and he needs a little help, right?
Okay.
All right.
Goodbye, Serenity.
Bye.
Yikes. See, I fill in for Adam, and I'm very happy coming in here. Mm-hmm. And then you hear a call like that, and you're like, oh, Jesus Christ.
I know, especially because, you know, you have, like, children calling in, you know, 14-year-olds, and they just do so much, and they're so forward. And with this situation, it's just, it's sad because you feel like you don't have control when your parents are abusing you. And
they don't even know they're being abused. What kids do is your brain will do anything not to feel powerless. And so what kids do is they immediately assume, I deserve this. Now you're back in control of the situation. I caused it to happen, and this person that's hitting me is somehow wiser and one more wonderful than I am because he knows that I need this, and it's all BS. It's all just some out of control a-hole stepdad that's beating on a young kid.
You think that kid is freaking out not wiping himself just because what this dad is doing?
You know, it's on that order.
Yeah.
And there's something really going wrong here.
Hey, Morgan.
Yeah.
What's up, Idaho man? You're 16.
What's going on, dude?
Nothing.
Stryker, you're doing a great job.
Thank you.
Hey, how's it going, Carmen?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing all right. I got a question about, like, the girls that seem to be attracted to me.
Yeah.
It's like, they all have, like, these emotional problems and stuff, you know?
How? What kind of problems?
Oh, like, I don't know, the parents don't treat them very well, or, I don't know, they having sex by, like, 14 and stuff. Just weird stuff like that, you know?
Mm-hmm. Let me get this straight. They are attracted to you, and you have relationships with them.
Well, not always relationships. It's just like it always seems like I'm the one that they can come to with their problems, you know?
All right, so be that person. That's fine.
Well, I don't really know how to handle all of this.
All right, well, tell them that.
Because I do, but I'm not really the type of guy that can just say no, like, if you're going to come and tell me something.
No, I can't sleep
Morgan,
with you.
Morgan is the kind of guy, I think, who will take advantage of the situation to get a little something-something. Yeah,
no,
Morgan?
No, that's not true at all.
Come on, Morgan.
No way, dude.
Okay.
So what is it you can't handle? You can't say no?
It's not
you
that.
Can't tell them you can't handle it? You
well,
can't.
It's like, yeah, it's like that, but it's, I don't know, it's happened a couple times. I think it's just I'm too nice or something.
Yeah, okay, yeah, I'll go for that.
Yeah, it's because it, I don't know, I don't do it really much anymore. Because I've kind of changed my whole group of friends and stuff, you know? But I don't know, because it weighs down on my conscience, like, way heavy. It's like, why is this happening to this person, and how can I help and stuff?
Okay, all right.
I don't think I'm really equipped to deal with all
that. Well, you're not. And so it's nice that you have that desire to be helpful, that you are sort of what's called empathically attuned to other people.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to also be able to establish boundaries with that. You have to realize what you can and can't do. And it sounds like you're kind of tuned into that. You just need to be able to make that clearer to the other person.
Mm-hmm.
That's Morgan, all. You seem right. Nicer than I was expecting you to be. So, no. I mean, at least you're listening to them, right?
Well, he's a little bit. He's after all a 16-year-old male.
Right.
Yeah,
mostly it's like it's distracting him from his ultimate task.
That's why I said that one thing that I did, because he's 16.
Yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm.
Morgan, where in Idaho do you live?
I live in Boise.
Boise, all right. Well, say hi to my friend Tom Sparks out there, okay?
Tom Sparks?
Yeah.
Where would I see him?
I don't know. Probably in Sun Valley somewhere.
All right.
Whatever.
Yeah, if I see him, I'll say hi.
Okay.
All right, thanks a lot, you guys.
Later, man.
Bye.
All right, Carmen Electra is here, by the way. And don't talk in my ear, Anderson. Jesus.
You can talk in mine, though.
Go to Tito and sip.
We will.
Tito messed with us. We're going to mess with Tito. And
he's on a cell phone. Though.
All right, hold on. Let me grab.
I wouldn't mess with Tito.
No, I'm just kidding. Hold on.
You can double book him.
Tito?
Yes.
We're just real quick going to say thanks for calling in, because we're going to take some more calls here. But
maybe Tito wants to answer.
Yeah, do you want to answer one of these questions here?
Yeah, I've always been a huge fan of Dr. Drew and Adam Carolla, actually. They helped me out a lot when I was going through high school. So, I mean,
excellent.
Listening.
They're in Huntington Beach, huh?
All right, Tito, we're gonna speak to this lady named Cindy, okay? So just listen up and pipe in whenever you want.
Sounds good.
All right, if you guys just joined us, Tito is an Ultimate Fighting Championship fighter. He's in the, he's just a huge guy. He's a monster. He'll kick all your asses. Don't mess with him. Cindy.
Hello?
Hi, Cindy. You're 20 on Loveline.
Yeah, hi. Well, I can't believe I got through.
Wow. Go ahead.
I got, I guess, a problem.
You smoke a lot. Yeah.
Huh?
Go ahead. Do you smoke a lot?
No. I had an operation on Monday where they put the tube down your throat.
For what?
And, I've been having some stomach problems, and so They put a tube down my throat. That's an endoscopy.
It
really hurts.
It's an endoscopy. It shouldn't have anything to do with your voice, though.
Unacceptable.
But it does, because I have a horse throat now over on the left side. My neck of my throat, it hurts.
It hurts,
my left ear hurts.
All right.
Oh,
I don't know. It hurt a lot when they did it, too.
Tito, you enjoying this so far?
Wow. It may sound like a light infection.
Yeah, okay. Go ahead, Cindy. What's going on now?
Well, I'm seeing someone right now, and
get to the point.
I'm say it. I'm actually seeing my sister, and
how old is she?
She's 21. Okay. I'm 20, and she's 21.
It's your biological sister?
Yeah.
What do you mean you're seeing her? What does that mean?
They're sleeping together. Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And how long is this?
You ought to be ashamed of yourself.
I have chills. That's heavy.
How long have you been doing this?
Well, I guess steady for about 4 years. But before that, you know, when we were younger, we just kind of messed around and stuff.
Did your dad ever touch you?
Yeah, who sexually abused one of you?
Yeah, what the parents have to do with anything about that.
What adult? Yeah. What happened? How old were you? Six? Age six? Something happened? Seven, eight?
I was seven. And I had an uncle.
There you go.
I was on the right track. Drew, you see this? I'm learning from being here. I knew it was going down that alley.
But you got to learn to hit the age right.
I mean,
like
that doesn't have anything to do with this, though.
Oh, absolutely. That is where incest comes from. Some adult comes along and sexually abuses a child. The child loses track of the normal boundaries, becomes sexualized, and starts acting out on their peers, sometimes on their own family members when families are rather disturbed.
Well, I guess when I'm kind of wondering, I don't know, I'm not sure I really, I guess society-wise it's wrong, but...
No, it's not wrong. It's not wrong. It's very disturbed. And it's because you were sexually abused, and it's because the family wasn't working right. It's not about right or wrong. It's about what is or not healthy for people, and you need help with this, Cindy.
And this is going on because of what your a-hole father did to you.
Uncle
did to you as a seven-year-old.
I guess I don't understand, because, I mean, I like women, and, I mean...
Well, there's others in the sea besides your sister.
Cindy, there's nothing wrong with any of this. It's not wrong. It's disturbed. There's a problem here, and it needs to be dealt with.
Is there any type of therapy that maybe she could be seen?
Well, yeah. I mean, she needs to see a professional about this. It's a very, very serious situation.
Okay, wait. Am I disturbed because of, like, women or because it's my sister?
It's because you were sexually abused when you were a kid, and that's not been dealt with properly. Also, I'm sure your family was a real mess. Your family must have been very, very chaotic.
Where's your dad right now?
Oh, he's still with my mom. Mm. They don't get along too well. They never really have.
Did they physically abuse you guys too?
No. They drink a whole lot, though.
Okay. Are you both addicts also?
No. I don't even drink, and neither does my sister. I think probably because we're so, tired. I guess we grew up with it, and... seeing my dad and my mom. And
you don't use any, you don't smoke pot, you don't use any substances?
No, uh-uh.
Do you guys live together, Cindy?
I have help. Huh?
Do you guys live together?
Yeah, we do.
Easy
yeah,
access.
We're out in our own apartment. My parents, they don't know anything.
All right, Cindy, I guess the bottom line is you're never going to get better, and you're going to keep doing these disturbed things unless you get yourself some help. So, I mean, you seem to be, not, Drew, I don't know if that's...
Yeah, I don't know why you have to look at it as something right or wrong.
Right.
You're not going to get help if you keep looking at it in that light.
Yep.
It's that this is something...
I don't understand the difference then between disturbed and wrong.
Well, it's somebody did something to you that wired your brain in a certain way that makes it difficult for you to see things normally and in a way that would be healthy for you. And so you'll be prone to do things that are kind of destructive. And
okay, but if I...
You're not listening. You're trying to...
Well, she wants to understand.
Well, no, I'm just... I'm wondering if it was someone, like, not my sister, like my... Just a,
cousin.
Just another girl that...
We wouldn't be having this... Then we wouldn't... No. That we wouldn't be having this conversation. We'd be saying, gee, that sexual abuse you had when you were a kid must still affect you. It has to. It's the way it is. And have you ever dealt with that, or aren't you interested in working on that? But now we have a situation where there's some pretty serious symptoms here.
Okay.
And, we're thinking you ought to look into it.
But does that mean that's why I like women instead?
No, it doesn't.
Or?
No, it doesn't mean anything. That's a separate issue. That's not going to, that's probably going to be something you're going to feel better about, frankly, if you get a little help with that, okay?
Okay, so now what, I guess I'm going to have kind of a hard time, dealing with my sister and all and just, letting her know all that.
Well, don't let her. Just get yourself some help. Talk to a professional about it. But don't unload on your sister. Just get a plan going with someone who can help you.
Once you start talking to someone, you're going to want to progress and move away, and it'll be a lot easier to talk to her.
Don't talk to anyone right now because there's so much chaos here ready to unleash. It's just going to destabilize things. Just get in the hands of somebody that can really help usher you through this.
Who would I mean...
And any kind of mental health professional, a therapist or a psychiatrist.
Or if you can't find one, go to your normal doctor, and then they'll send you
a referral, okay?
Oh, okay.
All right, Cindy.
Good luck.
Thanks, Cindy.
Thank you.
All right.
Good luck.
Hey, Tito.
Wow.
This is fun times around here, huh?
Wow. That was pretty traumatizing.
Yeah, that wasn't good. But Tito, we actually have to take a break. And if you want to hang out, that's cool. You can listen in. You want to do that?
Yeah, it sounds good to me.
All right, that's Tito. I'm Stryker with Dr. Drew, and Carmen Electra is here. If you have questions about the Ultimate Fighting Championship, call and speak to Tito or Carmen, who knows a lot about it. Carmen and I will now wrestle during the break. Loveline coming back after this.
I want to join.
No stupid poem can fix this home. I'd read it anyway.
Keep going.
No, No, that's it.
Oh, okay.
It's Blink-182 song. It's a very good song right there. All right, this is Stryker. This is Loveline.
Circle Dr. gets
Drew
the square.
Is here. Circle gets the square of my dream last night. It was the best dream ever, Dr. Drew. Luckily, it wasn't in the morning.
Just remember that gift basket you get.
Well, I don't know about a gift basket.
Gift basket?
Yes.
Awesome, right?
It was.
I'm not famous like you two guys. I mean, I'm sorry. I'm just
MTV. I know what that's a problem for. MTV, 5 p.m., Monday through Friday, new show, Stryker. what's the show called again?
It's called Who Knows the Band.
Who Knows the Band.
Yeah, it's a funny show. It's going to be pretty cool, I hope. It'd be fine. It was fun to do. All right, let's talk to Tito real quick just to ask him a couple more things. Hey, Tito.
Yes.
All right, couple last things. You're going to be fighting this Friday night.
Yes, that's correct.
At the Mandalay Bay in Vegas.
Yes, this is correct.
If people want to watch you fight and hopefully win, well, how many fights do you have on Friday? Just one, right?
Yeah, there'll actually be 9 fights altogether on the whole card. That's one thing is Ultimate Fighting Championship has changed. They're all one fight now. No more tournament champions.
Well, why do they call it UFC 33? What's 33 stand for?
That's how many UFCs there has been.
See, that's what I said. I was right.
There's been 33 UFCs since it first started.
Huh.
So if people want to watch you, they can get it on the old pay-per-view or the dish or anything like that. And I've seen this before, and it is unbelievable.
Cable.
Right.
It's a new sport for the new millennium, that's for sure.
Definitely. Are you going to Cheetahs tonight?
No, I don't really go to Cheetahs at all.
Paradise.
Paradise across from the Hard Rock.
That's right.
I frequented that place.
you're going
Crazy Horse too. Corbin and I know the places.
I said, oh geez.
Yeah, Olympic Gardens.
I try to stay away from those places about this time, you know?
Of course.
I got a lot more important things in life to do.
That's good. I like to hear that.
Winkles his legs.
All right. Well, Tito, best of luck to you out there, man.
Right on. Thank you very much.
I will, I think I may buy it and then tape it and then watch you when I get home from doing my K-Rock show on Friday night.
I guarantee I'll entertain you.
Excellent, sure. Man.
I'll and, make you go wild.
When you get back to the 714, call me up at the radio station.
Right on. Sounds good. If anybody wants to get a hold of me, email me at TitoOrtiz.com. That's my website.
Tito Ortiz. O-R-T-I-Z.
.com.
All right, Tito. Good luck, man.
Thank you much. Carmen, okay. See you
Bye.
On Friday.
All right.
Bye-bye.
See, that guy is as nice as can
Isn't
be
he?
Right there.
So nice.
Oh, man, he would strangle us so quick.
Yeah, I would say you could be nice if you're that huge.
Exactly.
Yeah, I guess.
There's no reason not to be nice. Yeah.
Does he just have muscles on his muscles? Is he just completely
he's
ripped
big.
Up?
He's just a big guy, and he's in great shape, and very intimidating.
I'm doing a triathlon this Saturday.
Congratulations.
In Malibu.
Really?
Oh, my God, it's going to kill me. That's tough. You're looking at me like, that's simple. Carmen.
Oh, you can do it.
No, I can't. Mike.
Hello?
What's up, man? You're 17 on Loveline with Carmen Electra.
All right. Yeah, me and my girlfriend have been having sex for just a little while now.
Yeah.
And but it's like, it's not always planned, you know. Sometimes it's on, spontaneous.
Yeah.
We don't always use a condom at first.
Well, there you're going to get pregnant then. That's not planned either.
Yeah, I always put a condom on eventually, but she's a little worried about the clear stuff that comes out before.
That's right. That's all full of sperm.
So can I get her pregnant with that also?
Absolutely.
Okay. Is that? I don't want to influence you, Mike. So don't listen too closely.
Why don't you,
Dr. Drew? Can that pre-cum? Is it rare that someone can get pregnant from that, or is it definitely just as easy to get pregnant as if you let the whole thing go inside?
It's not just as easy, but it's not rare.
Okay.
And you should maybe keep on hand emergency contraception, which is a pill she can take within 3 days of a. Unplanned event like that.
Has it always been within 3 days? I thought it was just the day after.
Well, it's called the morning after pill, but you have 72 hours to take it.
Yeah.
And I was just reading an article tonight where people are not taking advantage of this. It prevents the egg from being released. We're not talking about RU-46. We're not talking about an abortion pill. We're talking about a contraceptive. And if you have some unplanned event like this, you can really take the risk down towards zero by taking that after the pre-cum exposure.
How can 17-year-old Mike get the day-after pill?
Yeah, where do I get that?
In Kansas. In some states, one of the reasons Washington is the greatest state in the union is you can get it without a prescription there. Mm-hmm. But in Kansas, you could any emergency room, any urgent care, any doctor can prescribe it for you.
How comfortable is Mike going to be going to Dr. Smith in Kansas? Can I get the morning-after pill?
Well, his girlfriend actually the one's got to get it. Maybe he can go with her.
Do it, Mike, or else you are in for a long, stressful haul, my friend.
All right, thanks.
All right.
Okay, dude.
Bye.
Later.
Bye.
Hey, Ron.
Yes.
Hey, you made it. You're 38 on Loveline.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Dr. Drew, question for you.
Yeah.
About 6 months ago, you and Adam were talking about, you were having a discussion about Bill Clinton.
Yeah.
And you said you wrote a letter to yourself.
I did. I can't find the damn thing. I sealed it. I put it in my desk, and we moved. And as you know, when you
so
moved,
wait, what happened?
Well, I wrote a letter. I knew he. Well, I think Mr. Clinton, I actually have no quarrels with his administration. I thought it was a nice 8 years, but I knew he's an alcoholic, in my opinion.
Okay.
And I knew it, and I just I predicted a bunch of the behaviors to myself that came true. He like didn't disappoint me at all, and it scared me when he first came to office. I can see what this guy is, and I don't know what's, you know, these things are going to happen, and it's going to be awful.
Alcoholic, you thought? You still think that? Oh, I don't think that at all.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, I mean, you're an expert on that.
Maybe not, you know, when that was raging disease or anything, but he's got those features.
Okay.
And I could just see some of the, you know, he has a history of profound abuse, and his mom's morphine addict. You know, I mean, he's got all the isms there.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't disappoint me. He did all the stuff I thought he was going to do. But his administration was quite good, so there
Let
you go.
Let me say to the people of America and the nations of the world that I hate your ass. I swear to God I do.
And I put that letter I'll find someday.
Okay.
And actually, I even included some stuff about Hillary and her codependency.
Oh, God.
That's what I was going to ask, if he thinks she's codependent because him.
Well, they live in this peculiar, you know, and again, obviously their relationship works for them, and we don't know really what's going on with them personally, but we're going to break. Give me a second here.
Yeah.
This fantasy of destruction and resurrection, which some people get into, where they reunite after he F's up in this sort of fantasy reunion where she's going to make it all okay again, and then he'll never do it again. Of course, he goes through the same cycle all over again.
I hope Bill's listening right now, because maybe he'll call the show at 1-800-LOVE-191 for
Chelsea
President Clinton. Chelsea, I know you don't go to Stanford anymore, but I'm
she's
here at Stryker for Adam Carolla with Dr. Drew and more with Carmen Electra in just a few minutes on Love Line. All right, we are back. This is Loveline. Thank you for listening, you guys. I'm Stryker in for Adam Carolla, who is, I guess, on the East Coast doing something, right?
Yeah, he's doing Stern and a roast of...
Hugh Hefner.
Why can't I remember his name?
He's friends with Hugh Hefner, but I'm friends with you.
Mm-hmm. It's more important.
That's a good thing.
Yeah.
Right.
We're going to be in the square.
When are you and I going to go for a run, a jog?
I'm so slow.
I don't care. I go slow too.
You know where I love running is in the Arroyo in Pasadena. You want to run sometime?
Yeah, definitely.
It's a beautiful. I mean, it is like spiritual.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, I'll go do that.
All right,
that'll be fun.
I'll set that up.
I'll bring you.
Oh,
boy.
All right. Just cause, listen. We only have 4 minutes during the breaks. We have to do our socializing when we're on the air too. Relax.
I know. Come on, Carmen Electra is here, and I read that you did a movie called Rent Control.
Yes.
I met, is like a young kid that wrote that, right?
Yeah.
The little redheaded guy with glasses?
I believe so, yeah. I mean, I didn't meet him.
Oh,
but.
Okay. How did that come out? Because Melissa Joan Hart was...
Melissa Joan Hart. Yeah, it was cool. It's an independent film.
Yeah.
And I just did looping for it, so...
Oh, okay.
Which is like the hardest thing.
Yeah.
I don't know if anyone realizes how hard it is to like see yourself.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Like people think that like because you're in this business that you have this confidence and
right.
you just love yourself.
Huh.
And it's, I mean, it's... It's insane.
Looping,
it's
you guys.
It's the hardest thing to do.
By the way, is when you film a TV show or whatever,
yeah.
and the and you know they can't get the sound or you're whispering.
Yeah,
and
so you
they
have to go
into a room and watch yourself
with a huge TV screen,
right.
and you watch yourself over and over and over,
and you keep
and
doing
over.
The lines to match
yes.
your facial expression. And
instead
tone.
Of doing that, you're like picking apart things about yourself that you hate. You know.
I had to do this looping, and I'll say the line, I want the giant stinky, or you can go to the Super Bowl. Both great prizes, of course. And it took me like 8 hours to get that done.
Oh.
It was miserable. Yeah, I couldn't do it.
Oh.
I couldn't do it, because I did it kind of good the first time, but then I was horrible when I did it again.
Not good.
Oh, my friend Pete McCoy loves the giant stinky. Morgan.
Yeah?
Hi, you're on Loveline. Carmen Electra is here, and you're 14.
Yeah?
Go ahead.
Okay, this is my first time going out on a date with somebody I really like.
Mm-hmm. Where are you going with her?
Movies.
What are you going to see?
Whatever she wants.
That's your first mistake.
What
do you say, Carmen?
Oh, yeah.
You're the man. You got to make
yeah,
all the
make
choices.
Yeah, make the decisions. Girls like that anyway.
Now, what could Carmen give him some advice? Should he go see a so-called chick flick or just something he's interested in?
Couldn't he ask her ahead, what are you interested in? What do you like?
Yeah.
What kind of film?
What kind of movies do you like?
Yeah. And, but then when the time comes, he's got to have it all planned
yes.
out.
Yes, yes.
What about food on the date? Should they go for food
yeah,
after?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah? How are you getting to the movies,
Morgan? What North 14-year-olds do, Morgan, is they mock up a sort of miniature scale of where you're going, and you have little miniature fixtures, and you move a stick, and you move right and left, and you go to the film. Dinners at this one, we move the sticks along, and you know, you've got to map it out. It's like a war plan, Morgan.
Are you pretty nervous about this?
Yeah.
I would, too. I was nervous, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
So, do you have any idea what movie that you should see, even though you said, she'll decide?
Oh, snaps. I was going to see, like, Zoolander or something like that.
Perfect.
Right,
that's perfect.
That is perfect.
Comedy, you can laugh.
How about dinner?
The movie theater hot dogs is the way to go.
No,
I'm just
no. Carmen was like, incensed.
What about food, Morgan? What are you guys going to do? Or are you just going to go to the movies? And
no, you got to eat.
No, we're going to go to the mall after that.
After to eat.
Oh, good.
What time's the movie?
Huh?
What time's the movie?
What are you talking about?
What time is the movie going to start that you're going to see?
Oh,
a daytime, right?
Like before 5.
Okay, so you're going to go to the movie. Is the movie theater at the mall?
No.
Okay, well, how are you going to get from the movie theater to the mall?
My mom.
Nice,
aww.
Okay. So mom
that's
will
sweet.
It's just like the Karate Kid when they go to golf and stuff.
And then they'll go to the food court.
Right. And then they'll play that hockey game and they'll look at each other, their eyes will meet, and they make out. Mr. Miyagi.
Yeah, I guess so.
So Morgan?
Yeah?
After you go to the movie, just be really relaxed. Go to the mall with your mom and don't ask her every single second. So what do you want to do? What do you want to eat? What do you want to do?
That,
right, Carmen?
Don't ever ask. Don't ask that at all.
Yeah, don't ask.
Well, I've known her for a while.
It's all right. Just set it all up. That's what she wants.
Mm-hmm. Well, at the mall, can you say, do you want to go to that place or that place? Can you do it like that?
Yeah.
Can you bring up two places?
Yeah, or you could say, I thought we'd go to the Panda Inn Express. I hope you like Chinese food. And if she says, I can't stand that, have a backup.
Yeah.
Okay? Then you go to Hot Dog on a Stick. All right, Morgan?
Yeah.
Any more questions?
Wasn't it Karma Electra on that one Taco Bell commercial or something?
Taco Bell. Pizza Hut.
Pizza Hut, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw that.
You did.
Did you see her in the Playboy?
What?
Here's a little known fact about Carmen Electra. Carmen Electra was the woman in the audience for Loveline TV. In like
that's
1996.
Right, in the very beginning
of
Loveline.
Isn't that weird?
When Loveline first started on MTV.
Yeah.
And Carmen was also on Singled Out.
That's right.
In the last couple of seasons.
Yes.
I saw you on that. And you were in Scary Movie.
Yes.
Which was hilarious.
And Baywatch. And
right. A lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Playboy.
Staying busy.
Yeah, staying busy. That rules. I love all those things. Megan.
Yeah?
Hi there. You're on Loveline. You're 15.
Hi. Okay, I had sex with my boyfriend for the first time. And, like, I never, like, bled or anything.
Mm-hmm.
And we had sex a couple times, and I never bled. And then when I was in Hawaii, I had sex with this guy, and then I bled. And so I was just wondering if, like, the first time my hymen couldn't have broke, and it might have, like, the last time.
I doubt it. I think it's more just that sexual activity sometimes stimulates blood from the uterus.
How old was this guy in Hawaii?
19.
Yep. Boop.
Was it in where? How? What?
In a parking lot.
Oh.
How old is she again?
15.
15.
Whew. Carmen, go.
Man, you have so much time. I mean, I know, like, you know, you're young and no one likes to be preached to. I mean, I definitely didn't want anyone to tell me what to do. But it's just, you know, by example, if you just look and see, like, you know, I remember growing up in Ohio, so many girls in school at 14 years old, at 15, 16, getting pregnant. And you don't realize it's not a reality until it happens. And, I mean, besides that, I mean, AIDS and there's so many diseases and stuff going on. I mean, you have so much time. Take your time. And you're talking about two different guys now. I mean, this one guy and now this guy in Hawaii.
I've never talked to a woman that didn't feel, how do I phrase this, that wish she had waited or hadn't waited. You know what I mean? There's not a single, I've never met a woman that felt like she didn't wait long enough. Is that what I'm saying right?
Yeah. That makes sense. Most girls you meet kind of wanted to wait later.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. That most of them say, most of them
I wish
say,
I
is that
true?
Yeah, almost, absolute, almost 100%
100%.
Of women.
100%.
Yeah. There's not a single woman that went, oh, I wish I'd done it sooner.
No
you
way.
You never find that. You never find
no,
that.
No, it's so special, you know, just save, you know, keep yourself and wait. I mean, there's no rush.
Yeah, so
the guys
Megan,
are going to be around. They're not going anywhere.
Yeah, no,
see,
we're not.
Guys, it's something they want to get rid of. Women, they're happy to wait.
Let the fluids leave the building. Megan, so Drew answered your question about the bleeding, that it was okay, that it was the fourth time.
Uh-huh.
But I think more importantly, what Carmen was talking about, slow down a little bit. You're only 15, getting with 19-year-olds out
of the
state.
What are you doing for contraception?
Condom.
Birth control. All right.
Well, that's good. At least she's doing that.
Yeah. Yeah. Just be careful, Megan, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right.
Good luck.
Goodbye.
Bye.
All right, 1-800-LOVE-191. That is the phone number to talk to Carmen Electra or Dr. Drew. Laura, or myself. Laura.
Hi.
Hey, you're 19.
Hi. Carmen, you're the best. I think you should stay there.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. I'm so sweet.
Yeah, and my stepbrother hit on me, like, last night around, like, 5 in the morning.
Hit on you.
Yeah, and, like,
what does that
really
mean?
Hitting on someone means you go to a bar and you kind of like chat them up a little bit.
Was he just kind of talking to you?
Yeah.
No, he like came over to my room and like knocked on the door and sat right by me and started talking and lay down and like kissed me and everything. And
how old is he?
He's a year older than me.
Same mom or same dad or completely separate?
Oh, completely separate. Just Brady Bunch kind of thing.
This is what the Brady Bunch actually happened.
Yeah, it really went on, right?
How's Oliver doing?
Oliver?
Never mind.
So, Laura, what do you want to do?
Oliver. Oliver!
Did you tell him to get out?
Yeah. I actually told him I was really sleepy and I had to work this morning really early, yada, 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 you know, but...
Okay, what are you doing living at home still?
I'm actually saving up for college and I'm going to college next semester. I can't live out of the house because it's better for me to stay here, you know?
To save money?
Yeah, pretty much.
Hmm.
Like, my parents are helping me.
What is your brother doing, 20 years old, at home right now?
He's kind of a bum.
Why don't you tell your mom?
And a creep.
Laura?
Yeah, but, like, I'm kind of scared. Like, I really don't want to put anything between the family, you know? Like,
yeah, but it's... Listen, he's disturbed. I don't know if he's doing drugs or what's making his judgment so severely impaired, but he's disturbed. It's a reality. The family needs to deal with it. And the parents need to be the one to help... To be the ones that institute the whatever's necessary here.
Is that the first time he's done something?
No. When I was 13, he did it. But I moved away and came back. But I just don't, you know, I know my parents love each other. And I really don't want to cross anything between them.
Then you know what you need to do? You need to move out.
Yeah, you have no choice. Either you leave or you do something about this.
See, she's more worried about how her parents feel than how she feels.
Absolutely. Her feelings are not as important.
Yeah, you're just putting yourself off and you're suffering because he's doing this to you.
And get yourself a barrel bolt and put it on your door and lock your door. Seriously. What's so funny about that?
You've got to protect yourself.
Laura, there is a predator loose in your house.
Mm-hmm.
And next time he may come in with something that immobilizes you. God knows what.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So now here's the choice. Move out, get a solid lock on the door.
And tell your parents.
Or tell your parents.
Or all three of those things.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
All right, Laura. All
right. Is that rather serious, Laura?
All right.
Okay.
Bye.
All right. Thank you very much. Bye.
Oh, we're doing good. Justin.
Yeah?
Hey, you're on Loveline. You're 13.
Yeah.
What's up?
I'm a biker. And earlier today I was riding. And I just fell and... I hit my balls really hard, and
no.
How dare you, Carmen? You don't know how awful that is.
I don't. I have no idea.
Justin, what kind of trick were you trying to do?
I was trying to do a Superman.
Okay, I love that.
Now
that's
it's
when
funny.
You hold the handlebars and kick your feet up behind the bike.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Now he deserves it.
Trying to so you landed on your nuts and you squished them, right?
Yeah.
Now what's going on with them?
It's like burning and it hurts.
Oh, God. Drew, take this.
When you pee or just the testes hurt?
Like right now it's burning.
Are they swelling up?
I haven't looked at them.
Why don't you take a look? We'll turn around. Why don't you take a look? Take a look for me, all right?
Okay.
Look.
Okay. No, they're not really like...
Not swollen or anything like that.
Are they discolored?
No.
All right.
Hello?
Go ahead.
And also, when I'm going pee, it burns more.
Mm. Yeah, just you need to get this looked at. You can actually crush the testes. You can fracture them. You can do all kinds of bad things to them. Mm-hmm. And you want to have fertility, and you want to keep producing testosterone, and you want those tubes to be functioning normally.
Can you ice them?
You might need to ice them, but you might want to go by an emergency room or else see a urologist tomorrow morning, okay?
Okay.
Have you told your parents you heard them?
Yeah.
Oh, they're at the hospital. My mom's having a baby right now.
Oh, for God's sakes. Oh, for God's sakes.
Well, you know, at least your family's already there.
Go on in to see how they're doing and get yourself checked out at the same time.
Yeah, downstairs is the ER usually.
You'll both be in the same position, legs spread wide.
And believe me, your dad will understand. Just tell him what just happened. It won't be anything too humiliating. And let him help out with you, okay?
Okay.
Hey, who's your favorite writer?
Mine?
Yeah.
Corey Nastasio.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
How about, who's your favorite skater?
Skateboarding?
Yeah.
I like Bucky Lassie.
But he's the guy I always play in Tony Hawk 2, by the way. I like Bucky. Cool. Thanks, Justin.
What's Justin?
Yeah?
You have a lot of balls for calling us today.
Okay.
Thanks.
All right. See you later.
Sorry, I had to.
Ultimate fighting challenge for nothing, Carmen Electra. That was good. Lisa.
Yeah.
Hey, you're 19 and you're on this show, Loveline. What's up?
Not much. I have these canker sores that I've had for the past 2 years every day.
Wow.
Yeah.
Same spot?
No, they're they move throughout my mouth and throat.
Do you have any you know, sort of hardware in your mouth, braces or anything like that?
Nope.
Do you take any medication?
No, they gave me medication for them, for the sores. Because they actually get swollen. Wow. And then they make my lips and, like, cheeks or whatever, wherever it is.
What'd they give you?
They gave me prednisone for a while.
What is that, Drew?
It's an anti-inflammatory, basically. Okay. Or do you have another medical problem? Is this part of a more generalized, like, lupus or anything like that?
No, they check for that. Don't have that.
Hmm.
They took me off the prednisone because I was taking it every month.
Eesh.
For a year.
Oh, oof.
How does that start, the canker sores?
Well, I'm not sure what this is.
No eating disorders or anything?
No.
A lot of vitamin C?
Yeah, I take vitamin C.
You take a lot of it?
Doesn't that...
No, I don't take a lot of vitamins.
Why don't you take nothing for a while and just see if
it
helps?
Well, that's what I'm on right now. Like, I was on colchicine.
Yeah?
Because...
What's that?
It's an anti-gout medicine.
Yeah, but that actually was helping the canker sores after a while.
Why were you on colchicine?
It was another doctor prescribed it for the canker sores.
Wow. Have you seen a dermatologist?
Yeah. She took a biopsy and said there was nothing wrong with it. It was just a canker sore. I've seen actually 5 doctors.
All dermatologists? Or?
No, I've seen my regular doctor.
Yeah.
An ENT.
Yep.
Dermatologist. A dermatologist. A rheumatologist.
That right there is the right combo. Those are that group of doctors are the ones that deal with mouth sores.
Yeah.
And wow, very very unusual, Lisa.
Yeah.
Is it really uncomfortable?
Have you tried antiviral medication, Zovirax?
No.
Why don't they try some antiviral medicines on you? Why don't you
write that down, Zovirax.
Zovirax.
Zovirax. I don't know. Zovirax.
How do you spell that?
Zovirax.
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 Okay. Man, that has got to be so painful.
Because yeah,
they're a little bit smaller than a dime, the ones that get swollen.
That's pretty big.
That's big.
Huge. Yeah, it's
so really they're ulcers. And you get nothing on your skin?
No.
Did they ever use a term called pemphigus or pemphigoid?
No. Usually there's more than one. There's about probably 4 to 6 at a time.
Woo-wee. Man, all right. Well, Lisa, ask one of those doctors about that.
All right, well, you're seeing the right group of guys, and I'd kind of stick with the dermatologist a little bit, see if they can figure this out, okay?
Okay.
But to ask about the Zovirax for the time being.
Okay.
And no tongue kissing.
Wow, and maybe another biopsy and some cultures, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, just because it needs a name. It doesn't have a canker. This is not canker sores. No way.
Something weird.
Yeah, interesting.
Scott.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good. What's up? You're 29.
Hey, Carmen, I just want to say a few years back, the NBA Finals, I saw you in Chicago, and I just want to say how nice you were. I'm just an average guy, and I just came up and said hello, and you were so kind, and I just really appreciate it. It's kind of refreshing.
Oh, thank you.
But anyway, as far as the Ultimate Fighting goes, Carmen, is it tough for you to watch that live? I'm a fan of Ultimate Fighting, and I watch it on TV a lot. And is it tough for you to watch that stuff live? Because some of it is pretty crazy.
Yeah, it was a little bit tough, I can honestly say. It kind of felt like a guilty pleasure. You know, something that you have to watch. You know, like when there's, you know, you're driving down the street and there's a car accident, and you don't want to look because you really don't want to see anything, but you do anyway. Mm-hmm. It's almost... not quite that intense, but pretty damn close.
Yeah, a lot of these guys, too, kind of just being a fan of the sport. You know, Chuck Liddell, who's a fighter, he's got a CPA. And all these guys are college educated. It's kind of amazing that they, you know, go toe-to-toe and get after it so much. But it's a lot of fun. I think it's a sport that's definitely on the rise now that they're back on the main cable now. And, you know, I think it's a sport that could be as popular as boxing.
Mm. You gonna get it this Friday night?
Yeah, I've watched. Yeah, I've got the last 6 or 7, and nice. I'm a big fan. Tito Ortiz, real quick. He's done a lot of good charity work. He's worked with a lot of underprivileged kids, and he's the champion.
He seemed like a nice guy. Yeah,
he seemed really
he's
nice.
A great champ, and I just,
Yeah, I appreciate those guys. They're not just mercenaries. Yeah, they get after it, but I mean, there's a lot of good guys out of the ring. It's refreshing to see.
Nice. Well, cool. Yeah. Well, thanks, Scott.
Yeah, thanks.
All right, guys. Take care.
Bye.
Bye. It's the UFC, which Scott is talking about. It's going on Friday night, Mandalay Bay. If you want to buy tickets, no dice. Get it pay-per-view. On pay-per-view and all that. Drew, you're about to say something?
Mine too.
Oh, that's where I'm going. Jamie.
Hurry up. Just
kidding. Well, no, there's all these Carmen calls all of a sudden that she's got to go after this.
Jamie.
Yes.
What's up? You're 24 in Loveline, and you are asking a brilliant question. Say it.
I just wanted to ask Carmen what she likes in a man. So I just was wondering about that.
What I like in a man?
That's right.
Yes.
Well, it's interesting because it's actually changed. I used to want to fix people, and I used to want to be the savior of someone that had a lot of problems and like come into their life and just try to turn everything around. So my judgment really wasn't that great, and I would make some poor decisions. I was kind of looking for more of the excitement or more of the fun or just the drama.
You've dated a lot of famous people since you've been famous.
No, not really.
Well, can I name some and you say you dated them?
No, okay. Absolutely not. We're not going there today.
Okay, all right.
And I just, I took some time to just sort of be by myself, and I stayed single for like almost a year, and then everything changed. I mean, honestly, what I would look for in a man is just someone that's had a lot of experiences, or maybe someone that could have had a crazy past but just really got it together, and someone who's smart and still fun and exciting, but just,
Tell them about that year, because that was it's an intriguing part of your story, what you did with yourself to sort of...
And when? The year when she wasn't seen?
Yeah.
What happened?
Well, my mom passed away. She had a brain tumor. And then within a week of my mom, my sister passed away.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
And I'd never really gone through anything, so extreme as that, and I didn't know how to handle it. So I would just go out a lot, and I surrounded myself with people, and I became really numb. And I remember after it happened, I couldn't even cry. People would say, "Are you okay?" I'd go, "Yeah, I'm fine. What do you mean? I'm fine. I'm okay." And I had to be this strong person, and it really started to get to me, because deep down inside, I was having all these feelings. I just wasn't allowing myself to feel them. And it hit me one day, and I just said, in order to heal, I have to feel. I have to let myself cry or be angry. And I just took a year away from just the drama. I cut a lot of people out of my life and just spent a lot of time reading and just trying to get my...
How did that...
Sorry.
It's all right. How did that happen, though? You woke up one day and pow, did you have a religious sort of connection with it? Was it a spiritual thing? Or?
I don't really know if it was a spiritual thing. I just...
Did something bad happen?
I just had enough, thought? I just... was very aware
of... Was it some sort of bottom you hit?
I didn't really hit the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
I remember watching Oprah, and it just kind of, something snapped inside of me, and that's where I learned, in order to heal, you have to feel, and it sounds kind of corny, but it's really true, and... it just rang a bell. I don't know.
What about talking about it? Like that? How
yeah,
hard
just
is
being
that?
Open
Can you
about
even
it.
Do that? I mean, I don't.
I've been. Yeah, that's another part of like this healing process for me was just being really honest and really just talking about what was going on in my life, and it really helps. And it's helps too for people to understand, because people can relate.
Well, there's a lot of people
alone.
Listening, including someone in this room like myself. I can't talk about that stuff at all.
Well, that's how you get problems.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, just from a standpoint of, let's look at the World Trade Center disaster. I mean, in order to not get post-traumatic stress reaction, you need to do exactly what Carmen did. You need to, everyone naturally goes numb. Everyone gets angry. Everyone mm-hmm. bargains and mourns and pushes the feelings away. But you have to take the time in a connected fashion with other people, deal with it.
Right. Yeah, haven't you ever, started to get upset about something, and instead of just sitting there and, crying about it or maybe writing things down, instead of doing that, you'll find something, I'll just go shopping or I'll, put on some music and just be in silence and just feel it,
Drew, I have a question for you.
Yeah.
Is it unhealthy if you are able to express the emotions,
mm-hmm.
okay, so you cry, you mourn, but you have trouble talking about... bringing up what happened to strangers.
It's normal, though.
But is that unhealthy?
It's normal, okay. and it's something that you have to pay attention to, because if you get stuck in that avoidant, walled off place, that's when you get yourself into trouble.
Avoidance or not wanting someone to put a stigma on you. Like every time, like, you know, you find out something, that something happened to somebody really bad, and then sometimes it happens to me when I see him, I automatically think about, God, that poor person, that happened to him.
Well, I don't know that it, everyone has to deal with that their own way. Some people like to deal with it very publicly, others very privately. And you need to decide for yourself what works. I think in general, it's not important that everyone knows your business. It's just important that you experience it in the presence of somebody you really trust.
Got it. On that note, here's what we're going to do. We are going to take a little break. Carmen Electra is here. Thank you for being so open and honest. That was amazing.
Thank you.
Seriously, man.
We know.
Huh?
Anderson says, you got to go.
Oh, yeah. All right, sorry.
We got it. We got it.
All right, more Love Line is coming on. Hold on, you guys. Oh, Drew, put on your headphones real quick. This is the best new song in the playing in the background right here.
We've been using it as a bumper for like a year and a half.
No, no, no. The song's only been out for like a month. System of a Down. That's called Chop Suey.
How long have we had this for?
Anderson, not that long, right?
Month and a half.
Month and a half.
Really? It seems like it's been about a year.
They all sound alike to you.
Yes, they do.
Come over to my place sometime. I'll make some sandwiches.
Where's
and we'll listen
place?
To music.
You don't eat peanut butter, though.
No, I don't eat peanut butter, and I never had it, tried it, or watermelon.
You
or
pansy.
Coffee. I know. You said it last night. All right. I'm Stryker in for Adam Carolla, Ace Rocola, my main man, Mayonnaise. And Dr. Drew is right next to me. And actually, Carmen just took off. I knew she was here for one more segment, but we never really gave the big send-off to her.
Mm-hmm.
But she was fantastic that last bit that she was here. I'm so honest.
Isn't that interesting? Every time she comes, I talk to her, we have a discussion about that period of her life.
Mm-hmm.
It's so unusual for somebody to spontaneously do something that healthy.
Yeah. I was unbelievable. Yeah.
After watching Oprah.
Yeah. Well, Oprah's good. And she has that Dr. Phil on all the time now.
Please.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're way better than that
Thank
guy.
You very
About
much.
A thousand times better than him.
Thank
Did you try
much.
To get that gig, or was that an open gig?
He was the jury consultant for that case when she had to go down to Texas. And
Right.
Yeah, and they made a friendship. He's not a bad guy. He's a good guy.
He seems like a good guy, yeah. But he seems like he, I don't know how to put it.
My only criticism is not even of him. It's of what people choose to put on TV, and sort of the range of training and expertise and stuff is sort of not what's needed to do that job.
No, but still, fine. Oprah is, I think, the smartest, best show lady.
Actually, I've forgotten that Carmen's story always inspires me to do more media because it to me, it's like, oh my God, it does make a difference. It really
What'd you
does.
Do on Good Morning America the other day? You said you
I
were
did.
On it.
I give talks at colleges around the country, and Good Morning America camera followed me up to a college in Minnesota, and then they showed a piece about it, and I talked to Charlie Gibson about it. So,
Got it.
Charlie Gibson, Charlie.
Charlie Steiner from ESPN?
Who's the host of...
Brian Gumbel?
No.
Greg Louganis? What? Who's the host of Good Morning America?
It's Diane Sawyer and...
Charles Bronson? Charles Grodin?
Gibson?
I don't know. It doesn't matter. If anyone knows, you can tell us on the line. Carolina?
Oh, I care.
Cares! Carolina, you're 22 on Love Line. Hi.
Hi. I'm a working actress. I do theater and stuff like that. And I've been having these... strange dreams that I'm actually having, like, weird sexual fantasies with famous actors.
Actors or famous people?
Actors.
Okay, like who?
Like Tom Cruise. Yeah. I mean, like, weird assortments, though.
All right.
You know, I mean, like, Tom Cruise and, like, Freddie Prinze Jr.
Handsome men, yeah.
And,
Ted Stryker?
Yeah. Ernest Borgnine? I mean, it's here, you're naming guys that sort of make sense,
Tony
right?
Tony Orlando?
No.
Okay.
And I'm actually arguing with my boyfriend in the same dreams.
Mm.
So I don't know if in some way that's related. I don't know. And, you know, I've told him that I've had dreams about that I'm arguing with him, that we're, you know, getting into these big, nasty fights, but, you know, not about the other part. So
are you sort of done with that relationship?
Pardon me?
Are you kind of done with your relationship with your boyfriend?
No. We've been together for...
Carolina, please.
2 years.
I know. That's not a good defense.
That's
even more of a reason for me to suspect you might be done, but just don't want to deal with it.
Do you guys live together?
No.
Is he a working actor or a waiter?
No. No, actually, he works for his father.
Oh, okay.
So.
You know, at 22, sometimes you don't know when relationships are over.
Yeah, we talked about this last night.
Yeah, you really don't. And so you often let relationships go on for a year or two or three after you would... longer than you would at, say, 28, when you'd be done with it in 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
So just try to be very honest with yourself about what it is you're looking for right now. It just kind of sounds like you're unsettled.
Okay, great.
All right.
Carolina.
Yeah.
You live out in the valley, right?
Uh-huh.
Is it hard for you to do these auditions when they're in Hollywood and places like that?
Yes, it's extremely hard, and I have, like, a really tight schedule.
Well, move over the hill, baby. Get some jobs.
I'm trying. I'm looking right now.
Good luck, all right?
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Good night.
See you later. Good night. I wonder if I'll end up in one of her dreams. Lisa?
Uh-huh.
What's up? You're 23 and you are on Love Line.
I'm 23 and I'm a stripper in Salt Lake.
Congratulations. How's the money in Salt Lake? A lot of guys show up?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Is it just topless or full nude?
We wear teabags and pasties.
Okay.
But...
I know the lingo, Drew.
Guys that I'm dating, do you think it's a good idea for me to invite them to the club?
No.
So they can know more about me
No, I think telling them what you do is a good thing because it is something you do.
Give them the passes.
I don't think many guys can handle seeing it.
Actually seeing it? Just letting them know, kind of keeping them separate.
It takes a good guy to be able to handle it if he goes.
Yeah, it's I don't know.
Lisa, do you watch that show on HBO when they follow the strippers around?
No.
Oh, it's really good. There's a couple situations like that where the boyfriend comes in and watches the girl strip, and he gets fired up sometimes at the girl when she does a little too much when she's dancing. You know, not like nothing super sexual, but just gets a little closer, and the guys freak every time.
Oh, yeah, jealousy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't. Maybe you should let them know, but not right off the bat. I don't think. Don't you think, Drew?
I think letting them know the sooner the better. They need to know who she is and what she does, and so and most guys start out saying they can handle it, but when they really start developing feelings for you, they want you to stop and change. And very few guys can unless they meet you at the club, are going to be able to handle seeing you do that.
How much of your table dances in Salt Lake?
Oh, we don't do table dances. We just do offstage work.
Oh, okay. Got it. All right.
I have another question, too.
Yeah.
With bruising, I get a lot of bruises.
From what?
From, I don't know.
From the pole, Drew.
Work,
from the pole.
Everything like that.
From aerobics?
Dancing.
Okay.
I mean, it's for my job, definitely. It's for my job. I get bruises up and down my legs, I don't know. It's not like they're caused by me bumping something, because I know I don't bump my legs that much.
Hmm.
It's almost like it follows a pattern.
What's the pattern?
Just in lines and perfect circles all the way down my leg.
You've got to bump into something. Don't you think?
Well, I bump into things.
You must be kind of in an altered state, like being in a football game or something. You know, you're sort of all pumped up when you're doing these things.
And you don't realize it. Yeah.
You don't really realize it.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, there are medical conditions that can predispose to bruising, and obviously if you're taking a lot of aspirin or anti-inflammatories, that can increase the bruising, so you want to avoid that. But you might want to have a doctor just at least do a CBC and a blood clotting test on you, just to be sure.
Yeah, uh-huh. I've been taking, like, iron and potassium. I know that's supposed to help.
No, it won't do much.
No, not too much.
Nope.
Okay.
Vitamin C might be a little bit helpful, but that's it.
Lisa, do you ever do the go-to move as a dancer where you get to your knees and do the really, really slow crawl with your butt kind of in the air and you crawl right to the guy and make eyes at him just to get a dollar?
Oh, yeah.
I love that move. Keep up that move, girl. All right. Good luck with the bruises.
Just for a dollar?
Well, or whatever. Take some maybe a dance for after she gets off the main stage, and she'll be with you in just a minute. That is Strawberry. Whoops, hold on. Wrong one. I knew a dancer named Strawberry in Tucson back in 1991. Oh, she talked to herself. Lucas.
Stryker.
What's up, man?
Nothing much, man. My question is for you. By the way, Dr. Drew, you rock.
Dude, thanks.
I'm in a band called The F***, and we rock. We play live. We played the Palm Springs area, Palm Desert area. We played a gig at a club called Reflections. It's in Victorville.
Mm-hmm.
A bunch of big names have been through there. We actually have a demo CD that's out. We're in the process of remastering because my bass line's aren't on it and my drummer's drum line's aren't on it. I want to know what I can do at this point to further our
did you get signed?
Yeah.
Do you guys have a following in Palm Springs?
Not really in Palm Springs. We have a pretty big following in Victorville.
But you're from Palm Springs.
Yeah, but the area is not the right area. I mean, there's not that many clubs. Like, we played this club called the Rio, which is mainly a hip hop club.
Right.
We played a club
called to talk off the air.
The Warehouse, which is a hip hop club.
All right, let me give you quick advice, and then if you want to talk more, I'll just talk to you.
Talk to you.
Okay, that's cool.
All right, best thing to do if you're trying to get signed. If you live in a place like Palm Springs, which is only like an hour and a half, 2 hours away from L.A.
move.
Either you got to book gigs in L.A. and create a following and make sure you guys have a lot of demo CDs handy after you play so you can sell them, so you can use that money to go to different areas to play in your band. As soon as you get a following, that's when a lot of the labels will start to recognize you. And make sure your demo is really good.
So a following in Victorville won't work?
Probably not a lot.
It used to be a Los Angeles
Unless
following.
It's a fluke and, you know, maybe
what about a New York following?
Yeah, I mean, anywhere. As long as you can get a following. You know, because of the internet these days, a lot of bands are getting big and getting discovered through the internet. Huh. So that's my advice, at least for now. Kathy.
Yes.
What's up? You're 20 on Loveline. Thanks for waiting.
Yeah, my boyfriend, he never really liked to do drugs. I'll do marijuana every once in a while. But he was up in Ann Arbor practicing with his band because he goes to the University of Michigan.
Does he have a following? I'm just going to go.
And he tried crystal meth. And lately he's been having a lot of mood swings. And I'm kind of wondering what crystal meth can do to affect you.
A single exposure?
So he says, probably.
Kathy?
Yes.
A single exposure?
Yeah.
He used it one time?
Yes.
Nothing. Probably nothing. Unless he's manic depressive, it can precipitate mood disturbances. Yeah, that's possible.
Well.
But I it's rare that somebody, that's kind of a drug that people do more than once.
Yeah. I was kind of wondering, though, because a lot of my friends are potheads, and they won't even touch crystal meth. They'll do acid and shrooms and a lot of other stuff, but they won't touch crystal meth.
All bad, but amphetamine is highly addictive, and you use it enough long enough, it will damage your brain.
Okay.
It's a very similar effects to much, much smaller doses of ecstasy.
Can you get hooked on that stuff from doing it once?
Speed? No.
No. But marijuana, you said like five times or so.
When you first get that amazing experience from pot, that you're hooked. Pow.
Okay.
That's the only drug that really, heroin's the only one that does that.
What, on one time?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, it's the only
one. And how long does it last when you do heroin, that sensation?
A few hours.
That's it.
Hours, yeah.
And then you're done.
And then you're thinking about doing it again and again and again.
Wow. Does that answer your question, Kathy?
Yes. Thank
okay.
You.
And even pot, and people describe pot even more so gloriously even than heroin. Heroin, or at least opiates, people will describe it as, for the first time, everything was good. It was okay. With pot, it's like, oh, this is wonderful. You know? Oh, Jesus. Guess what? You're going to keep thinking about that.
Right. All right, this is Loveline, you guys. We have to take another quick break if you want to get in here. It's 1-800-LOVE-191. That's Dr. Drew, and I'm Stryker for Ace Rock Caller. We'll be back after this. Come on. We're back. This is Loveline, 1-800-LOVE-191. In for Adam Carolla. I am still Ted Stryker in Los Angeles with Dr. Drew Pinsky, board-certified physician, addiction medicine specialist.
Yeah.
When I used to listen to Loveline, I never understood what that meant, that whole tagline next to your name.
The addiction medicine thing? You know,
it was kind of mumbled over.
No one understands what the hell I am is part of the problem. And I actually have some concerns about it. And a guy emailed me a letter a couple months ago, also concerned about it. His thing was, well, do you think more sophisticated consumers, you know, really understand? No, because if I see internist, people think you're an intern. You're still in training. They don't know what internist is.
Right.
And I say addictionologist, they have no idea what that is.
Okay.
So
your specialty is people that are addicted to something.
Yes, but I'm interested in the global human experience.
Right.
Mental health, physical health.
That part is obvious to me, but maybe not to the people.
Right. That's right.
You're not just a internist medicine.
No, I'm not just
you hate that.
That
right.
I'm not just. I also do a lot of psychiatric stuff.
You could, if someone has been watching this show, listening to the show for the past 5 years, the best sociological studies could have come from this.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's
I wish somebody would do it.
Well, you haven't thought of charting everything or
I had a research student once about 6-7 years ago, and she did some stuff, but it really be hard to corral all this.
Right.
Yeah.
All right, let's try to squeeze a few calls in before we have to go. Robin?
Yep. Yeah.
Hey, you're 22.
Yeah. Well, I just broke up a few days ago with my boyfriend of 4 years. It was never perfect. It's always off and on. And it got so bad that I want to know
how to, I mean, I want to stay away from him. I don't ever want to do this again. I don't ever want to go back. And it's just been a really bad pattern that we've gotten into.
You've broken up and then gone back several times.
Yeah, and this time it's just, I found that he was sleeping with two other girls. And so I think I was so angry this time that it's kind of helping me to stay away, but I don't know how to keep being angry.
Was it a pattern? Is that why you stayed with him? Just because it was convenient? You had someone always there. If you wanted to do something, you could call him up. Was it like that?
No, I really loved him. He's got a lot of problems, a history of, you know, suicide in his family, alcoholism. And I guess, as cliche as it is, I thought I could help him. I thought, even though I really loved him, I did. But it's just, you can't get through.
There's a book out there called But I Love Him. I think we're going to have the author on one of these days. I suggest you check it out. Just go on Amazon. It's called But I Love Him.
Okay.
And maybe you'll insight into how meaningless that term is at your age, yeah, particularly in relationships like this. How do you stay away from him?
Yeah, I mean,
not go back to him.
Yeah, don't call him. Do not contact him.
The thing is, I know that's the hardest part, is I know he will. He'll get drunk. He'll call. I'll feel bad. I'm not saying that's why I have to go back. I'm just
then go to Al-Anon. Change your number. You must bring the cone of silence down. Because every time you contact him, the clock starts ticking again on your process of getting over this relationship. And you need several months without any contact in order to do it. And what, you know, why torture yourself with resetting that clock every couple of days?
Does that make sense, Robin?
It does. It's just the, you know, actually doing it that's going to be hard, you know.
Because the way Drew said it, it clicked in my mind. The quicker you, and how do I put this? Basically, if you don't call him, the better off you're going to be in the long run starting tomorrow.
Yeah,
starting now. Immediately.
Yeah.
You've got to stop. And you're not going to, so what can I do to make you?
No, I trust her. I think she's going
no,
to.
No, she's not going to. She's
Are you going to, Robin?
You know, this time I've never been angry. There's a couple of things that were different.
But you're not going to be angry in a few weeks, and you're going to be in denial still, and you're going to dismiss it and explain it. Get that book, But I Love Him. Change your phone number. End all contact.
Okay.
That's and it. Move to Antarctica.
All right.
You have to.
And go get one of those good burritos at UCSB.
Part of the problem is she's in Santa Barbara and she will never leave. No one ever leaves Santa Barbara.
It's a great place.
It's too nice.
They have the best golf courses there. Oh, man. Jason.
Jason?
Hello.
Hey, you're on Loveline. You're 21.
Yeah, my fiance saying she lost her feelings for me because I lost my job.
She's saying that?
Yeah, and she's like, wanting to move out and go live back with her parents and stuff.
Because you lost your job.
Yeah.
Nothing to do with how you're behaving or how you're feeling. It's merely because you lost your job.
Yeah.
That's not nice of her.
Yeah, she's saying that she doesn't feel like she wants to support me.
What were you doing for a job?
I was a salesman.
And what were you selling?
Furniture.
And why did you get a new job?
Because I'm just having a hard time finding one right now.
How long ago did you lose your job?
A couple weeks.
Oh, she's already turning on you?
No, something's missing here, Jason. There's something really missing for this.
This could
story.
Be an excuse, you losing your job for her to
She's
be
probably
you.
Telling you other stuff, too. You're just choosing to ignore all that.
And, out of the blue, all these guys' names come up that her old friends and stuff.
Yeah, out of the blue, she's probably been telling you for a long time that she's not happy, right?
Not really. Not lately, no. Not till this came up.
She's been perfectly happy until 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, we're going to get married even sooner, and then all of a sudden this happened, and she just, totally flipped her lid.
Well, either she has a brain tumor, she is more disturbed than you're letting us on, or there's a lot more missing here that you're in massive denial about, and I suspect it's the latter.
She's got, a lot of guy friends, and now she's starting to talk to ones that I haven't even heard of. She says, yeah, they're just friends.
Have you always been kind of jealous and controlling and not let her have her guy friends?
No, I have no problem with her friends. And some of them she won't let me meet. So, you don't need to meet them.
Have you always been kind of jealous and controlling about these guys?
Well, some guys I'm jealous of because she, keeps them under her wing. And
yeah. Have you been sort of trying to control her and tell her who she can and can't spend time with?
No, because that hadn't been an issue yet until now.
Mm-hmm.
So...
Well, I
think there's something going on.
We need to talk to her.
There's
just something missing here. We would need to talk to her to find out what's really going on. I suspect if we talked to her, we'd hear an entirely different story.
Have you sat down one-on-one and just tried to get all the BS out and find out what the real deal is?
She just starts yelling.
What is she yelling?
You know what? I think there's something.
So what are you upset about? This sounds like an awful person.
And it sounds like this relationship is about to end anyway.
Yeah. It's not about the job.
We broke up. But, I mean, she's saying if I get a job and, you know, start doing all the stuff that I was doing, there's a good chance we might get back together. But now she's saying, well, I just want to be single for a while.
Oh, well, then.
All right, well, then that's it.
That's what's going on. Man, you're only 21. You seem like a pretty good guy. You had a job. Go get another job. There's plenty of women out there. And,
This woman is.
It sounds so easy.
Maybe very
for me
troubled,
to say, but
very troubled.
It's harder than it.
Because it's just not fitting together, and maybe because he's not really seeing her for who she is.
Why are you acting stupid like that?
There, that would be her.
Drew, can I real quick go to Henry?
Real quick.
Henry.
Yes, sir.
What's up, man? You're 27. Real quick.
Yes, sir. I just got some. Just needed to get some information on like some weight loss drugs or anything like that. Do y'all know anything about that? Or
weight loss drugs, and what can they do?
See a dietitian, get some exercise going. There are not just yet is there any really good weight loss drugs. There are a few things going on. I just read another article today about insulin modulating medication. You could see an endocrinologist who specializes in obesity and weight loss might be able to help you. But the big thing is proper diet, exercise. That's where it starts.
It is so much about the diet. Cut off half your food. Try to eat better also. Cut off half the food. Yeah, you will lose weight instantaneous. Stay away from the fast food and all that stuff. All right. We got to take a quick break, and we will talk to you in just a second. Loveline, and
we're done.
We're about to go.
Ooh, tomorrow night is just the love between us.
Just the love between us at Loveline tomorrow. I will be here again tomorrow night and the following night, actually, for Adam Carolla. Please do not turn off your radio when I'm here.
Fresh air. Ultimate Fighting Champion 33, Vegas and Victory in Vegas.
That's right.
I'm gonna
sorry,
Adam, but it's true. Check your cable listings for
it's Friday night. There's Ultimate Fighting Championship, and you can get it on your pay-per-view or your dish or whatever you got.
10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific Time.
That's right. So that's it, right?
That's it. We'll get out of here.
All right. For Dr. Drew, I am Stryker, and I am saying adios. I want the giant stinky, or you can go to the Super Bowl. Both great prizes, of course.
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Wilkins-Dingle. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.